The Washington, D.C. region is still recovering from a sewage spill in January that ranks as one of the largest ever in the United States. Emergency repairs are expected to take about a month, followed by a longer rehabilitation effort that could take up to 10 months. NPR's Michael Copley reports that communities around the country face similar risks of sewage spills.
On a rainy morning, trucks and pumps rumble beside the Potomac River in Maryland, and water gushes from pipes into a nearby canal. It's part of a system that's been set up to divert wastewater around a break in a major sewer line that sent more than 200 million gallons of waste into the Potomac. At the site, some workers wear hazmat suits as they climb into a hole.
I talked with a few of them while I was down there in the freezing cold, and they're working 24-hour shifts.
Gary Bellin runs the Clean Water Program at American Rivers, an advocacy group. The area's drinking water hasn't been contaminated, but Bellin says the accident could still have devastating impacts.
There's a ton of nasty stuff in raw sewage.
Waste and bacteria are big concerns, but there are also
all sorts of pharmaceuticals that end up in the pipe system. You have different chemicals that people pour down the sink or into drains. So a lot of that stuff can sink to the bottom of the river, have impacts on fish reproduction, bird reproduction, killing a lot of the insects, contaminating soil, so it could last for months into the future.
The Potomac sewage spill highlights a chronic problem in the U.S., according to Gussie McGuire, Maryland staff scientist at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
One of the really interesting pieces about this event is that it is a large one-off event, but it is comparable to what we would see within about a year in some of these major cities.